At its January 17 meeting, Town of Gibson's Committee of the Whole recommended Council approve notifying neighbors of consideration of development variance permits for 835 Gibson's Way, the Sunnycrest Motel site. The variances request 8.5 extra meters in height to have a 20.5 meters building, as well as a parking reduction to 68 from 136. The 81-unit building is to include 28 affordable units through CMHC funding, 13 one-bedroom, 14 two-bedroom and 1 three-bedroom units, 6,000 square feet of commercial space and an 850-square-foot daycare, for about 32 children. A second option was presented to committee, a smaller building of 77 units and a different exterior design, but the elected officials opted for the 81-unit design. Staff recommended that a parking variance be conditional on the provision of 2 car-share parking spaces and vehicles, the provision of car-share credits, memberships for units without dedicated parking spaces, the provision of a bicycle repair station, and the provision of e-bike charging infrastructure in the bicycle storage area. The staff report noted that this property is opposite the Irwin Motel, which is also requesting a significant height variance. Committee discussion came down to a need for a town zoning classification for buildings above 4 stories, or rather, a zone for high-rises. While there was general agreement about the need for a new zone, Count. Anne-Marie de Andrade was the sole councillor who voted in opposition of proceeding to notifying neighbors of the proposal. "The problem is, if we allow the variance, which isn't really a variance, we are not giving any benefit to the community because we are not discussing the needs that high-rise buildings have." Mayor Silas White mentioned that because a high-rise zone doesn't exist, developers are left to apply for a variance, which this applicant has done. Count. David Kroll said that the developer was willing to sign a covenant that this be a rental building in perpetuity, and Count. Christy Thompson said that the building was meeting key needs in the community, rental, affordable housing as well as daycare space.